Welcome to In the Garden Program, a ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church in Lynchburg, Virginia. We are located at 411 Blue Ridge Street, one block off of Lakeside Drive, near the entrance to Lynchburg College. You can find us on Facebook. Search for our pastor, Carlton Duck. That's Carlton, C-A-R-L-T-O-N, Duck, D-U-C-K, and look for our church logo. We have a YouTube channel. Just type into your browser, youtube.com/GBC, that's for Gethsemane Baptist Church, Alive TV. That's GBC Alive TV. We're on Shentel Cable, Channel 15 in the Lynchburg area, or go to your guide and look for Alive TV. Remember, we are the church with a shout, as not going out. Our service times are on Sunday at 10 a.m. We have Sunday school for all ages. Then at 11 o'clock, we have the morning worship service and also children's church. Then Sunday evening at 6 p.m. we have Kids Blast, Gap, and Teens. We have young adults class. Then we have the Sunday night worship. That again is at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening. Then on Wednesday we have the Hour of Power. We have a good Bible study. We also have preteens, teens, and kids time. That's all at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings. We trust you enjoy the program and you come and worship with us. On today's program, we have the praise team singing Angels We Have Heard on High, and then part 4 of Pastor Duck's message, entitled I Believe in Christmas, from Matthew chapter 1 and Isaiah chapter 7.
Just not some people, just not some nations. But He loves everybody. Makes no difference who they are. He doesn't make any difference how low they've gone. God loves all people today. That He gave. That was the greatest act. That He gave. And thank God He did give. Amen. And then His only begotten Son. That is the greatest gift. There is no gift beyond that gift. That is the greatest gift that you can get. You may think, man, I want presents under the tree, and I want this, and I want that. Your greatest gift is what resides within your heart and your life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. That whosoever, here is the greatest opportunity that man has ever been exposed to. That you can receive Him as your personal Savior and change your eternal destiny and also change your life. Believes. That is the greatest simplicity. God just said, believe, and you shall receive. And then he goes on to say, in him. That is the greatest attraction. There is none equal to him. There's none greater than him. He is the Lord. Amen. And then he says, should not perish. Man, you read through all the 3,000 plus promises in God's Word. I believe that's the greatest promise. Amen. Should not perish. But then that little conjunction, but, that's the greatest difference. Oh, what a difference he'll make in your life when you receive him. And then the word have. Boy, this is really breaking it down, isn't it? The greatest certainty. I have eternal life. I know in whom I have believed. I know that he is able. And then the last phrase, two words, eternal life. That is the greatest possession. Man, you know what you get this Christmas or what you've gotten in the past? It's either going to break down or has broken down. Or it's found itself in the trash and doesn't last. Things of this world are temporal. The things that God gives you in this greatest promise given to this by this greatest opportunity, given by this greatest lover, today will change your life. And thank God today that we have that promise. We need to understand God with us today. God did not send someone to redeem us. He came himself. He condescended. He came down. He took on the robe of flesh. And he died for us. Many people believe that God, the righteous judge, will just dismiss the charges that are against us. Not necessarily so. You ever been to a restaurant and somebody came along? I've had this happen to me. Somebody came along and said, where's the ticket for your meal? Laying there on the table. Oh, okay. They take the ticket. And they take your ticket and they leave with it. Well, you know what they're going to do. They're going to pay your bill. They're going to pay for your meal. They got that covered. Amen. So then the waitress comes back or the server comes back and says, oh, well, I thought I placed the bill there. I thought I placed the ticket. And you say, well, you did. But this person right over here at the register has a bill and he holds up the bill. He says, I got this covered. Amen. See, that's what Jesus did for you and I. He's got everything that was against us covered. Paid for by the blood of the Lamb. Thank God that we have that promise today. That we've been redeemed and Jesus has paid it all. All to him I owe. Our sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. Amen. Thank God. Let me tell you something, friend. He is the righteous judge and he paid the penalty himself. He didn't send Abraham, Isaac, nor Jacob. He came. And it's important to believe in the virgin birth. Basically because it helps us to understand God is with us. God paid the price. And the second thing, and I'm through. I believe that Jesus came in the flesh. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the incarnate Christ. So in the same way there's a war raging against the virgin birth, there's also a war raging concerning Jesus coming in the flesh. There's a lot of mixed up theology that people today are believing a lie. This war has been raging a long time. This is not something that just started recently. But even while he was on the earth, Jesus said, who do men say that I am? And they went through that narration. And then, as today, they say, Jesus, well, he was a good man, or he was a prophet, or use all these terms that we just equate something good. There's none his equal, my friend. There's none like our God today. The answer then is the answer today. He is Christ, the Son of the living God. That is the only answer. That's the only solution for the degradation and the shame of man's sin. It's important that we believe in the virgin birth, and it's important that we believe he came in the flesh. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Then John 1:14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Then 1 John 4:2 says, hereby know ye that the Spirit of God, every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh, is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, or opposing Christ, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. So, this is why it's important that you've got to understand today. Jesus came in the flesh. He came and He was born of a virgin. And so in order to believe these two truths, that He was fully God and that He was fully man, that's amazing, isn't it? See, this is what's so amazing about this. Because Isaiah then goes to Isaiah 53 and he says He's the man of sorrows. He's acquainted with grief. He knows what you're, He knows when you're hurting, and He has felt every hurt that you've felt. He's felt when a loved one has passed on. He's felt when there's sorrow and sadness in your life. He's felt when a friend betrayed you. He has felt when there was sickness. He's felt when there was loneliness. He's felt everything that we can encounter and feel in this life. And He says, I come to you. I'm with you. I'm Emmanuel. I feel what you feel, but I just don't feel it. I will lift it and take it off of you today, because you can cast every care, all care, upon Him, because He cares for you. That's the God whom we serve today. If God didn't become a man, then God didn't die. And if He didn't die, then our sins are not atoned for. So Jesus had to die to pay for our sin debt. He had to become flesh. And Hebrews 2:14 says, for as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and blood, He also Himself likewise took part of the same, that through death He might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil. Thank you, Jesus. The devil is defeated, and Jesus is Lord. He broke the power of death. Amen. The sting of death is gone. The victory of the grave has been snatched away. Amen. So Jesus has already faced death, and glory be to the God, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. He has overcome it. Amen. Our Lord suffered, bled, died, and my Lord today, He died on a cross for that express reason today. But the other truth is, my Lord rose again. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God we've got something to celebrate. Just not the birth of a baby, but 33 and a half years later, He died on a cross. He bled, He suffered, He died, put in a tomb. But on the third day, He arose victorious over death, hell, and the grave, and the devil's defeated, and Jesus is Lord. Amen. Praise God. So because Jesus arose over the grave and over death, and over the devil, we have victory in Him today. We believe in the virgin birth because it tells us that God is fully God. Amen. And as a man, He suffered as a man, He died. But this picture is also reflected in Isaiah 9 and 6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The story of Christmas is that Jesus died that we could live. Have you ever received His love? Are you sure you're saved today? If not, why not make today your day of salvation? Do you need God with us in your life today? I mean, are there struggles today that you're facing that you can't handle? Is there something going on in your life today, needs that you're facing? He can meet that need. I encourage you today. I believe in Christmas. I believe you do too. But come today and give it all to Jesus. And make that declaration in your living every day. I do believe in Christmas. Father, we thank You as we stand to our feet, bow our heads, and reverence You in this place. There may be needs in lives here today. Needs, burdens, struggles, trials, even salvation. And I pray for someone lost today, they'll come. And Lord, I'll stand right here and be honored to pray with them. Help them to come. But Lord, there's also people that may be here today that are going through the struggles. They're lonely, they're hurting, they're going through times of difficulty, going through times of depression, and hurt, and struggle. I'm glad that we have a God who's God with us, Emmanuel. Oh, may You today, Yeshua, Jesus, come to us. Oh, Lord, bring the joy of salvation to the hearts of Your people.
Thank you for tuning in to In the Garden program, ministry of Gethsemane Baptist Church. We trust you enjoyed the program. Till next time, remember, He is Lord.